The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, broadcaster and presenter of the Bellissimo Files podcast. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time here on News Talk. Recommendations of what to watch the week ahead. And I understand you both have seen Saturday Night in cinemas this coming Friday.
Dying to know what you think.
Oh, I right. really like.
So where will we start? All right.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We'll tell you what it's about
John
quickly.
John is starting.
Sorry. Will I?
Go on. Tell us what's it about.
Saturday Night Live. It's 50 years this year, Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah.
In October. As Serena rightly points out, it's in October. And, you know, it's a weird thing, Saturday Night Live. Some of the greatest comedians of all time have come out of it. And I would, you know, Bill Murray, Eddie Murphy, like
Tina
the list
Faye,
goes on.
Tina Fey,
Gilda Radner, like all sorts of people. Yet the show, and increasingly so in recent years, isn't actually that funny when you watch it. It's kind of weird. But it is live and it is chaotic. And this is about the 90 minutes or so before they went live for the very first time in 1975. So you have Gabrielle LaBelle playing Lorne Michaels, who set it up and who was on his shoulders because Johnny Carson was massive at the time. They used to show reruns of The Tonight Show on Saturday nights. Lorne Michaels had this idea and they were basically like, okay, kid, give it a go. But if you screw this up and you see the chaos of John Belushi being on all sorts of hallucinogenics, let's call them, refusing to wear a bee costume, Chevy Chase thinking he's the next best thing. And it's the chaotic moment 90 minutes before they go live for the first time. I thought it was great.
Serena?
Yeah, I did. But I just wonder, if you're not a fan, will you have any interest?
No interest.
I have
no interest in the wide earthly world in watching this.
And I think that's the issue. Like, if you're not a fan, I think this probably would have been better served as a story of Saturday Night Live in general, rather than this is the 90 minutes before it went to air. And like in amongst the chaos, I am a fan.
Yeah.
And I think it was good, but then at some point,
I think it's rubbish, you see. I just think it's rubbish.
But look, I think sometimes I watch Saturday Night Live and it's brutal. But I thought, even if you knew nothing about it, the chaotic 90 minutes. Now, some of it's apocryphal and it didn't quite go
and sometimes
way, but
it
it's highly
dragged,
entertaining.
But sometimes it still felt like it was being dragged. Sometimes I was like, can we just fast? But we don't need to know every single minute. Let's just fast forward and let's skip to the good bits.
Yeah, no, I disagree entirely. And I thought the guy who played Lorne Michaels, Gabrielle LaBelle, was brilliant. It's this guy who the world was caving in on him and they were basically going, you're dead unless this works. And Willem Dafoe plays, it's like an extended cameo.
But you know, fans of Saturday Night Live, like they kind of pray at the shrine of Lorne Michaels. You know?
Yeah.
Like he's this kind of legendary figure.
Yeah.
So do you have to be conscious of that at least to get the movie?
I didn't think so. Serena thinks you did.
Do you know what I want to watch instead?
Yeah.
There's
Beast Games. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Downton Abbey. Keep shouting TV shows.
Yeah. No, there's a documentary that Questlove has made about Saturday Night Live. I don't know if it's hit our streaming services here. It's available on Peacock in the States, which usually means it's coming to Disney soon.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. But that's what I want to see.
But Kieran, I agree with you, right? Like a lot of times I see Saturday Night Live. I remember as a kid being an Eddie Murphy obsessive and an Extravision getting his Saturday Night Live best bits. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. And it was crap much of it. So I do agree with you, but I think as a movie about this American institution, I really was interested.
Just as a movie, it's a good movie. There's a bit of Jeopardy.
I think so.
It's not going to work. Oh my God.
Admittedly, I watched it on a plane. So I wonder if that makes a difference as well.
This is why I don't fly, because I will end up pulling it. Sorry.
No, but I do wonder, because I was saying last week, I'd seen Kneecap before, but I tried to watch it on the plane.
Oh yeah.
And I couldn't enjoy it on the plane. So I think, depending on where you view these things,
but how much had you drank on the plane before you tried to watch it?
I don't drink on planes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I tell you a bizarre cinema story from the week that's been that you're going to want to hear?
Yeah, go.
About going to the cinema. So I don't go to the cinema that often as a punter, because I go to these screenings and premieres, blah, 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 right? Poor me. But I went with two of my three, the two boys, to see Sonic and the Hedgehog on Sunday, Sonic and the Hedgehog 3, right? And we're sitting down, it's going well, and my six-year-old goes, I'm getting splashed. And I was like, oh, what is it now, you know? And he said, no, there's water in my face. And I was like, what? No, there isn't. And there was a large chain of cinemas.
Yeah.
And there was a drip coming down onto the chair, splashing him in the face.
And it wasn't a 4D experience.
No, But it was just after the storm and everything. But there was a hole in the roof and they had sold the tickets to the seats. And I went out and said it to them. And they're kind of like, yeah, no, it's been bad. And what seats were they? But we stayed there. Like, very strange, I thought. No?
Yeah.
No. No, I didn't ask for it because we just moved seats and it was fine. Okay. But I thought it was odd.
Yeah. I mean, at least they could have just said, we won't sell those four seats around that trip.
He did say, what seats were they? I'll take a note of them, but yeah.
Yeah, interesting. So Sonic the Hedgehog 3, good.
Wasn't bad, actually. Wasn't all bad, right. Apart all from right. the wet.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't the 4D experience. So Paradise, Serena, where can people watch this?
This is available on Disney Plus. Okay. Like a lot of other streamers, they drop a few and then it's going to be weekly. Three are available now. If you're a fan of Dan Fogelman, who is the creator behind This Is Us, and the star of this is one of the stars of This Is Us, Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, he's great.
You may enjoy this. Alongside him is James Marsden. Basically, Sterling K. Brown is playing a Secret Service agent who's in charge of the president. Everything's going well until it's not. And all of a sudden, the president's dead. He is one of the key people as a suspect. But it felt a bit like This Is Us in that, like, you know, where they drip feed you some information, you don't know everything that's going on, a bit like Severance, and it's all a bit sci-fi. I'm not going to give it away because it is the type of thing that you want to watch and see what's going on. So you're watching and you're not necessarily sure what's going on, but because of James Marsden and Sterling K. Brown and the supporting cast, this actually works.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying
it. Okay.
Yeah,
Paradise. Three episodes are up there on Disney and then weekly.
Yeah.
John, Hard Truths.
Yeah, so this is Mike Leigh's latest movie. And as some people may know, he works in a very weird way. He gets actors together and then kind of improvises what the movie's going to be. And he says famously, you know, it's very hard to get funding if you go to a big streaming company and go, we don't know what it's about, but I have three great actors, you know. But this is really classic and, to my mind, great Mike Leigh. We have this character, Pansy is her, that's what they call her. I forget her actual name, but that's what she's known as in the family. Played brilliantly by Marianne Jean-Baptiste. She's a really angry middle-aged woman. And we're not sure why at the start. She really doesn't like her husband currently. She has a son, 22, called Moses, who's just lying in his room all day, going for a walk every day. And she has this other sister who's a very happy life, who has two grown-up children who live with her. Her sister's very, not flamboyant, but a very warm hairdresser. And it's a study of these two women and their family life. And a kind of pinch point comes when they have to go and visit their mother's grave. And a lot comes out after that. But I really like this. It's classic human drama by Mike Leigh with a central... Marie Jean-Baptiste was the first African-American or black woman to be nominated for an Oscar for Secrets and Lies for the Mike Leigh movie back in the 90s. I think she should have been nominated for an Oscar for this. She's so angry and pissed off with the world. It's kind of post-COVID. She's arguing with anyone who talks to her, but it's a brilliant performance. I think it's a great Mike Leigh movie. As the late, great George Byrne used to say, you know, they're not going to be lining around the queue in Liffey Valley to see this, but I think as a Mike Leigh movie, it's delightful. Four and
cinemas.
A half stars. Yes, big cinema release from this Friday, the 31st of January.
Hard Truths. Okay, we have two more mentions then before we wrap things up. Prime Target.
Really hard to describe. Basically, Leo Woodall, who we'll know from Bridget Jones, About the Boy. He's going to be in that. He was in White Lotus. He was also in The Fabulous One Day. He plays this really smart mathematician who's trying to figure out how prime numbers can change the world. There's, once people find out that this is going on, bad people want him. Someone's trying to look out for him, and then chaos ensues. I don't love it, and you have to really focus on what's going on. You can't be, this isn't a type of thing that you can sort of be distracted while you're watching. It's okay.
I mean, if going to a big production company and saying, I've got these three actors but no story, please give me funding, it's hard. I imagine I've got a drama about prime numbers that is equally difficult
to sell.
There's not enough maths shows. Blue Road, what's that, John?
Oh yeah, the Blue Road and the Edna O'Brien story, a new documentary about the wonderful Edna O'Brien who passed away last year. Fascinating. Her books banned, all that kind of stuff. Great documentary.
What's on screen time?
All sorts of things. The director of Edna O'Brien, actually, on that news, and the week's new releases, including a great new movie, which we didn't review, called Companion, about a sex robot going bad.
Well, yeah, now there's a movie production companies want to make.
Yeah.
John Farley, presenter of Screen Time, Serena Bellissimo, broadcaster and presenter of the Bellissimo Files. Thank you both very much. Stay with us. Lots still to come on the show. Back in a moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.